the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. Tell us about how Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly has decided he's not seeking his party's nomination to run for the presidency.
Yeah, so as we know, Matt, the nominations from Fine Gael opened on Monday and they're open till next Tuesday. And obviously we had known that Mairead McGuinness, the former MEP and Commissioner, European Commissioner, was essentially willing to put her name forward. And she's been polling extremely strongly, both in our own polls in the Business Post, but in other polls as well. She's been sort of not only, I suppose, the favourite amongst Fine Gael voters, she's been the favourite kind of generally speaking, because she's probably the most credible candidate in the field. But however, there'd always been the suspicion and expectation that Sean Kelly, the long-standing MEP from Ireland South and the former president of the GAA, was certainly interested in the job, or certainly wanted to at least contest the nomination in Fine Gael. But he released a statement through the European press office, not the Fine Gael press office, this morning, which is interesting, that he's now having taken time to consider the possibility of a run. He's decided now not to pursue the Fine Gael nomination. He said he'd been asked by many friends, colleagues and supporters to consider standing, and he's obviously taken the decision, having spoken to his wife and his family in recent months, it's ultimately not the right time for him to go ahead. But it does show that he's obviously given it due consideration and considerable consideration. But I think ultimately, pragmatically, I think what's ultimately come to the fore here, Matt, is that he's done the numbers within the Fine Gael parliamentary party. He's clear that he would not beat Mairead McGuinness, and ultimately he's decided to bow out before suffering defeat.
Yeah, that's not in the press release. He talks about things about that he wants to continue his work in the European Parliament. He wants to continue living in Kerry, quoting John B. Keane, "Would I be happier spending 7 years in the Oras, considering John B. Keane said a day out of Kerry is a day wasted?" But when you look at all of those things, the reality is the decision is made on the basis that he knows that, one, he may not be able to win the Fine Gael nomination, and perhaps he also looks at the possibility of Mary Lou MacDonald running for Sinn Féin, that even if he was to get the nomination, he mightn't be able to win the presidency.
Exactly, and I think the other big consideration looming in his consciousness is the fate of what happened to Gay Mitchell in 2011, where he did extremely poorly. Gay Mitchell was a grandee of the Fine Gael party, but he got less than 7% of the vote on that occasion when Michael D. Higgins was first elected to Ór San Uachtaráin. So I do think both considerations were in his mind. I think, you know, having spoken to Sean Kelly previously around this, you know, it's clear that, you know, he was willing to put himself through and was likely to, you know, was willing to kind of almost suffer through the hurly burly and the rigmarole of a very brutal presidential campaign. You know, he said he's happy to stand over his public record, etc. like that. But ultimately, I think, you know, why would you stand for an election if you know you're definitely not going to win? And I think the tide is definitely with Mairead McGuinness within Fine Gael as of now. And I think I made this point on your programme last week. I mean, she's not universally loved within Fine Gael, but I do think the party has come to the conclusion without a senior cabinet minister stepping down and going for it, she's their best chance of at least contesting the Oras.
And maybe not what about it, the issue we spoke about last Friday, the issue of the enormous amount of expenses that she claimed, 800,000 plus over her time in the European Parliament, part of it covering the rent of a premises for a constituency office for herself. I see Simon Harris came out at the weekend and said she had done absolutely nothing wrong, she had followed the rules, and we're not trying to imply anything else, but is that likely to be an issue which will dog her during any campaign?
I think the critical issue here is that it is within the rules. So I think, you know, there may be controversy around it and there may be some noise around it, and it certainly is a stick for political opponents, be it Mary Lou MacDonald or others, to attack her with. But I do think she will always be able to go back on that. You know, I complied with the rules. I operated within the rules. And I think, as I made the point last week, Matt, you know, there's a sufficient amount of ambiguity in the rules, given that you've got MEPs coming from 27 countries. You know, there is a necessary, you know, element of ambiguity in the rules there. But, you know, I mean, as Mairead McGuinness, you know, has said, as the original article, I think, in the Irish Times made clear, you know, she didn't break any rules, she's perfectly within her rights. But I just think people did raise an eyebrow when essentially you're receiving money for renting a property that's essentially owned by your own family.
Okay, and the Mary Lou MacDonald possibility, has that changed everything for every party?
It has, without question, because I think, notwithstanding a lot of people's feeling around Sinn Féin, I think there's a clear regard for Mary Lou MacDonald that far exceeds the appeal of Sinn Féin. I think most people will see her as a very formidable political operator. They see she's extremely articulate. You know, she was, I think she made her name as a TD, you know, in very forthright and very impressive performances at the Public Accounts Committee. I used to cover that every week, and, you know, by far she was the standout performer every week. You know, she had always done her homework. She was very diligent in her research, and she wasn't just grandstanding as sometimes, you know, some members of the PAC used to be accused of. She, you know, went in with very, very interesting questions and pointed questions, and obviously and many times drew blood from those who were sitting in front of her.
So would she not be bored out of her mind being the president?
But I think this has more to do about her failure to move the Sinn Féin movement on. I think she's realising that, you know, am I set for another 4 or 5 years of opposition, maybe even longer? Has my day even gone? Has my opportunity to become Taoiseach even passed me? You know, given, I suppose, that, you know, Sinn Féin tried to be a more moderate party going into the last election. They tried to offer a more sensible, proactive, you know, constructive approach to politics before the last election, and they got absolutely punished for doing so because they got, you know, they kind of lost their true identity to a certain degree. But I mean, it was our own colleague Shane Coleman who made the point last in a piece in our paper last week, you know, that if were she to stand, she is a very formidable operator because she would literally galvanise not only her own movement, but she is a credible candidate for many people who would never think of voting for Sinn Féin. And I would think, if it was a race between, say, Mairéadh McGuinness and Mary Lou MacDonald, without question, as things stand, I would think Mary Lou MacDonald brings more firepower and certainly would have the edge. But it would be a fascinating contest. It would up the ante significantly if Mary Lou MacDonald was to genuinely consider standing down as leader of Sinn Féin and putting her name forward to become president.
I'm not even sure she'd have to stand down as leader. And I think it would also bring the issue of United Ireland and a border poll very much to the forefront of any campaign. But one other thing, what about then the left parties? What would they do if Mary Lou MacDonald was to run? Would they really think that independent TD Catherine Connolly would be a serious contender?
It's just unknown as to where that argument will ultimately land, Matt, because we have heard a lot of talk about the possibility of agreed left candidates, but, you know, the left rarely agrees with itself on anything. So, you know, I think the chances of them actually coming and uniting behind one candidate is unlikely, because I would think, you know, if you're a member of the Labour Party, are you really going to stand and support and actively campaign for a member of Sinn Féin? Probably not. You know, and the same if you're a Social Democrat. The idea of someone like Catherine Connolly, you know, she is well known within political circles, but is she well known, or does she have the sufficient gravitas or public recognition? And she has very fervent views on certain issues, so she may not be that sort of attractive enough person or candidate that would, you know, garner that broad appeal that you need to become president.
Well, the broad appeal thing is, actually, there's a listener has asked a very good question, going back to Mary Lou MacDonald: would she politicise the presidency? Another listener wants to ask you, would she be very much a Sinn Féin president rather than a president for everybody, even if she would say herself that those things aren't mutually exclusive?
I think undoubtedly she would be very political in the campaign. I think she would certainly articulate the United Ireland agenda. I think there's no doubt that she will look to do that. I think also she would look to do and try and emphasise her track record on issues around housing, etc. I think she will do and certainly not shy away from that aspect of her politics. I think she'll also try and carry on in the manner in which Michael D. Higgins would do. As you know, he certainly pushed the boundaries of presidents, we discussed last week, Matt. You know, he often has a annoy the hell out of government in terms of his public utterances around issues like housing. I mean, he has literally pushed the boundaries of not criticising government policy. I mean, he has made very fervent views around housing. He's made very fervent views around, you know, the Middle East and our defence strategy and drift towards NATO, etc. like that. So, I mean, he has really pushed the boundaries. I see her doing something likewise. She's a political operative with very strong and very convincing views. But she knows how. I've seen her in various occasions, Matt, in various different kind of arenas, less political. So, you know, because I'm just to declare, I live in her constituency, so I've seen her at local events here in our constituency, and she's been able to captivate a room of, you know, more middle class voters. She's been able to carry the room very convincingly. She can turn it on. So I think her appeal is that she will cross and transcend the traditional Sinn Féin group, because, and again, the fact that it's not a position in government, the fact that it's a ceremonial role, will, I think, suit her as opposed to punish her. I think it would go in her favour that she can be able to kind of blur those lines as to her own political beliefs and utterances. But I think also, I think we would have no fear of her being able to credibly represent Ireland on an international stage. And that, I think, would be the big selling appeal of Mary Lou MacDonald if she was to decide to go for the presidency.
Thank you very much. Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.